And now the KSL in-depth. Back in 2002, the major skiing events took place at Snow Basin. Snowbird and Alta didn't host events for the Winter Olympics. But could that change for 2034? Well, joining me live, Snowbird Resort President Dave Fields. Thanks for coming on this very special day. So what's the outlook? I mean, is Snowbird hoping to get some Olympians on the slopes?
We have lots of Olympians who like to ski powder here in Little Cottonwood Canyon, but we are in no talks with anybody at any level from the Olympic movement to have any events here in Little Cottonwood, either at Snowbird or Alta.
Is there a particular reason why not?
As you know, we have some major transportation challenges in this canyon, and the events that took place at the other venues were very successful and are seemingly ready to go, could be hosted there. The speed events were up at Snow Basin last year, and it's my understanding that is the lead up to today, the venue agreements have been sorted out with each of the venues for the 2034 games, and they do not include Snowbird.
So would the 2034 bid potentially have any impact on the proposed gondola up Little Cottonwood Canyon?
I think they're two separate issues. UDOT has spent the last 5 years studying the challenges we have in this canyon with transportation and the growing population along the Wasatch Front. And I think they have a really thoughtful three-phase plan that they've rolled out. And I look forward to that being implemented. And I don't see a link between the Olympics and what's going on here in Little Cottonwood Canyon as we try to deal with the avalanche paths and the two-lane road and the growing population along the Wasatch Front.
There has been some staunch opposition to the gondola. What's your expectation? You obviously believe that it's going to be built. When do you think we'll be riding cable cars up to the top?
Well, the deadline to file a lawsuit regarding the Little Cottonwood Canyon environmental impact study is December 11th. And once we get an idea of who is suing and over what, maybe we'll have some idea of how long the litigation will take and what parts of the plan, the three-phase plan that UDOT is recommending, can be implemented during litigation, if any. That's a big question mark we have right now.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Snowbird Resort President Dave Fields, live with us on KSL News Radio.